Welcome back to the Savvy Shutterbug Podcast. Today we will be continuing our conversation about getting the perfect exposure. If you are still unsure about getting the correct exposure, there is a cheap but very effective device called an 18% gray card that can limit your frustration, if used correctly. When light falls upon a certain object, if the object is too dark, your camera or meter will automatically give you an overexposed reading. This also happens when we take a reading from something that is too bright, the meter gives us an underexposed reading. We need to find a mid-tone object for our meters to read the proper exposure. Sometimes if we are taking pictures in a high contrast scene, a mid-tone object can be impossible to find. 18% gray is the mid-tone between pure white and pure black. An 18% gray card will record the exact light that will touch any object. Start by placing the gray card where you are going to take your reading. Point your camera or light meter at the gray card. Your meter should read the exact light that falls upon the card. These cards can be used for all types of photography. If you are taking a portrait, place the gray card beside the subject's face. This will give you an exact reading and help to capture perfect skin tones. We don't need to understand the full science of how this works, but knowing a little doesn't hurt. All light meters are calibrated to produce an exposure of 18%. The gray card reflects the exact same reading. This card only costs a few dollars, and most decent camera stores should sell them. The 18% gray card should become an important part of your equipment. The gray card can be used if you shoot with digital or film cameras, and whether you use black and white or color film. Thanks for listening to the Savvy Shutterbug Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you can use to help grow your photography skills. As always, you can head over to thesavvyshutterbug.com to sign up to our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Additionally, you can head to jillianemansfeldphotography.com for online classes, tutorials, and our membership site. That's all for this episode. See you next time.